Hello, everybody. It's Creative Pack Day 21. Wow, I'm almost at the end. It's Scott here. Today, I'm joined by Nathan Ray. Hello, Nathan.
Hi, Scott, and all you Creative Packs listeners out there.
Hello. So, when I was thinking about people to get an interview, I thought Nathan would be great because Nathan is a kind of professional video maker and also makes documentaries and shoots commercials and things. And I thought you'd have a whole load of great tips for people out there who are doing kind of video work and making videos and stuff. So
yeah, sure. I have a few things to say along these matters. Yeah, you see a lot of bad videos being produced and put online, and it's just cringeworthy when you see a video on a business website or something, and the video, what they're saying might be great, but you're just distracted by the bad shooting and the bad I don't know, you know, just the bad camera work,
the badness of it,
the badness. Yeah, it just gets distracting. And if something like that is distracting somebody from what they're actually trying to sell or trying to promote or the cause, it's only going to be a bad thing. It's only going to be bad for the product or whatever that they're trying to push. So yeah, video quality and just some slight production standards is what I'm looking for.
So I understand that you have a seven deadly sins, if I'm...
Yeah, well, I do this with the students. I'm also an associate lecturer at Manchester Metropolitan University on the filmmaking course. And I have something with the students there, which are the seven deadly sins. And I don't know if there's seven of them. I'm sure they'll get added to, and I will make up to seven over the years as I see mistakes being made by students. But basically, the idea of the seven deadly sins is things which I will just not accept as a tutor. If they show some work or show me something along these lines, and these few things are in it, I will kind of put a stop to it and say, no, hang on, pause the film there. What about this kind of thing? And the first one of them is just so simple, but having dust on the camera, or having something on the camera lens, and the amount of people who go out and shoot something and get some video and have not cleaned the camera lens beforehand, it's just unforgivable. Unless you're Steven Spielberg shooting Save It Private Ryan, and you want something splattering onto your screen, onto the lens, as an artistic effect, if you know what I mean. So this filmmaking course is an arts course, so any of these rules, except the last one, they can break if they have good enough reason for it.
Okay. As a photographer, I know the perils of dust on glass or dust on the sensor. It's always a killer moment, as they say.
Cool. Yeah, and the other one is having lens flares on the lens. You know, this extraneous light that's out of frame but hitting the lens and causing these lens flares. Again, there's no excuse for them, unless you're J.J. Abrams, who uses a lens flare to give a much more immediate and he adds lens flares in after shooting, you know, so and it kind of adds this kind of documentary style look to it. So and the third one is using different shooting formats in one film. Now, most old cameras will shoot by 4x3 as standard, and then you can put it up to 16:9 if you know what setting to do. And then most modern cameras now just all shoot at 16:9. But if they're American style, that shoot at 30 frames per second instead of 25 frames per second. And you know, there's just like 101 different formats out there. And my rule is, you know, you shoot in the same format for the whole video, unless of course you produce The Wizard of Oz, which is an artistic reason why it starts out in black and white and then goes to color and then goes to back to black and white again at the end. And I have a few more like those, but I'll get to the final one.
The final tip.
The final tip. This is the one which has no artistic reason why you would do this, is not backing up your data.
Yep.
And that the amount of students which have said, oh, I had it, but I lost it. My hard drive died, and I only had one copy of it, and it was on my hard drive. Especially with modern-day cameras now, a lot of the students are filming on Canon, you know, the DSLR cameras. They film, they get the footage onto an SD card, then they move the footage from the SD card, put it on their computer, and then they reuse the SD card without backing it up. So they only have one copy of the data at all time. At least in the old days with the, you know, the digital tapes, you'd at least always have it on the digital tape kind of thing. So, yeah, no excuse. And the amount of times I've talked to some of my clients in my work as well, and they've shot something and then they've rewound the tape back to review the footage and then taped over the same footage. You know, just because they've lost track of where they were on the tape and things. And there's no artistic or business reason or anything like that to lose your footage and not back it up. In fact, I can't think of an artistic reason. I'm sure one of my students at one point will come up with a good reason and I'll be able to pat them gently on the head and say, well done, you've stumped me and you found a way around the seventh deadliest rule.
A nice, a nice kind of conceptual piece, perhaps, or something. Is it?
Yeah. I don't know what you do. I'm sure there's something like that. Like the guy who uploaded and downloaded that paragraph that he was reading out like 1,000 times to YouTube, and each time he did it, the quality of the footage downgraded. You know, bit by bit.
Oh, inspired by the Alvin Lucifer. I'm sitting in this room.
Sitting in a room, yeah, the quiet room, or, you know, the silent room, and it builds up. Yeah, so obviously that he's not losing his footage there. He's backing it up 1,000 times, but you know, something along those lines. Those are some of my seven deadly sins, and like I say, most of them, if you've got a creative vision or you've got a creative reason to break them, you know, break them. Go ahead, but not normally in a sales video or a website video for your homepage or like a product video or a product demonstration video. You know, you don't want anything like that, and you don't want to be breaking any of those rules with a business video.
Awesome stuff. So finally, if people want to find out some more about you or see some of your work, where can they go?
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm at Nathan Ray on Twitter.
Cool.
So you can find me there. My name is spelled R-A-E, so at Nathan Ray. And I'm also at nathanray.co.uk is my website, is my business website. Oh, and I'll also plug one more thing. Cool. I'm producing at the moment, not part of the Creative Pact, but every day or every other day I'm putting up new footage from the European Juggling Convention, which I did a lot of filming at in August. And I'm putting up a show every day, an act every day from that juggling convention of professional jugglers and circus performers. And that's going up every day on jugglinglive.com. So head over to jugglinglive.com and there's some great video content there going up.
Cool. I'll make sure that gets put into the show notes as well.
So, yeah, cheers. Thanks, Scott.
No worries. Thank you very much, Nathan. It's been a pleasure.
All right, then. Thanks.